sort of like that, but you guys were not.
Dynamic Tool.
Hey, good morning. Is Dale available?
This is.
Hey, Dale, it's Nico with the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if you recall, we spoke about a month and a half ago. I just wanted to touch base with you, see how the business has been. We do equipment financing and working capital over here.
Uh-huh. We've actually been a dead year all year.
Oh, no, what's going on?
Nothing, just slow. It's election year.
Right, right. Has anything maybe started to pick up after the results came in? Or you expect it to pick up?
We won't see anything for the rest of this year. We'll be slow for the... Most of our big customers are already starting to wind down for the year end.
Oh, they're not looking to make any more purchases or put in any more orders, anything like that?
No, not after that. Actually, most of them will start shutting down early December doing inventory.
A few of my clients normally, they say that the end of the year gets more busy for them because their larger clients start putting in orders just to reach their budgets.
Right. Yeah.
Does that usually happen for you? I mean, is it just because this year is election year that you're not as busy as normal?
Usually by this time of year it's slowed down anyways because all the guys use their budgets up, you know. They use them up when they get them.
Yeah. They kind of do the planning. Do you normally have a busy time of the year where, you know, things start to really pick up and you're just slammed with work?
Usually springtime.
Okay.
Late winter, early spring.
Is there a particular reason why it's that specific time frame?
Well, budgets come out end of year, and then it takes engineering a long time to get all their shit together. Before it ever hits us.
Yeah, right. I mean, they got to work on the prototypes. They got to work on the designs, whatever it is that they're technically trying to build. But yeah, I mean, I wanted to just kind of touch base with you and see if anything else had happened. It's been a little while, but you know, out of curiosity here, Dale, the business was pre-approved for $250,000. If you did have that type of money on hand right now, did you have anything on your wish list that you'd like to bring on? Anything kind of, you know, in the back of your mind that you've wanted to do for a while?
No, not nothing right now. We've actually, I mean, we've got funds available. We're just holding off to, you know, there's no use buying something when nothing's going on.
True. No, that's true. I was just curious here. You know, we do the equipment and cash loans. It's not like we're limited to just capital loans. Do you normally finance your equipment when you bring it on? I know these big machines usually can cost a pretty penny. You never want to be that much money out of pocket.
Oh, yeah.
When was the last time you brought something on by chance?
About a year and a half ago.
What'd you guys bring on? New CNC machine?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Which type?
Mitsubishi.
Ah, okay. Is that your go-to brand?
No, actually, Makino is, but Makino, the size of the one we wanted, was way too expensive.
How much was that one going to run you?
About $300,000.
Yeah. I helped the guy actually get some financing in place for a $500,000 one. He was looking at brand new, I think it was a laser cutter one. I'm trying to recall. That was a couple months ago, though. But I got him the funds in place. It was pretty cool, actually, going through that whole process with him because he was one of my first clients.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's ever, you know, something that comes up to you, I'm sure we can help out. I think I do have your email, so I'll just reshoot over my contact information. And if something comes up before year's end, if you're looking to bring something on, kind of take advantage of the tax write-offs that come with it. Are you familiar with Section 179?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, it's pretty advantageous for a business, especially if you're looking to reduce your taxable income.
Yeah, well, this year, unfortunately, our taxable income's in the toilet.
Well, hey, there's always next year, right?
Yeah.
Always another year to pick back up and get back on your feet and have a really good season for you.
I hope so.
Yeah, and I do too. You know, it's my goal over here to at least help out my customers or potential customers, get the funds they need or the financing in place to help them grow. It's what we do. It's what we're based off. We're a relationship-based bank, and you know, building the relationship with our customers essentially is how we do our business. So that's why I wanted to keep in touch with you just to kind of see what's going on.
Okay. Yeah, shoot me over an email.
Okay. Yeah, and I'll give you another call back in January just to see if you have any plans coming up for the new year. kind of game plan everything and see if potentially there's some business we can drum up together and how we can help out.
Okay.
All right, Dale. It was good talking to you. Good catching up. I'll follow up with you in January then.
Okay.
And I'll shoot over that email too, so hopefully you get it.
Okay.
All right. You take care, man. Good talking to you.
Bye.
Bye.